like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Who is Working Group call on the 10th of September 2012. On the call today, we have Wilson Adigaba, Avi Doria, and Nat Sigurd and Don Blumenthal. Suzanne Prosser has informed us that she will arrive within the next 10 minutes. We have an apology from Sinta Suknanan. And from staff, we have Barbara Rosen, Barry Club, and myself, Matthew Peregrin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Great. Thank you, Natalie. For the moment, I'm going to step in for Michael. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make the call or not, but at any rate, I've got to drop off the call a little bit early at 12:30 to make a 1 o'clock session. So hopefully that won't be too bad for everybody. But anyway, in terms of today's agenda is basically to finalize the final version of our draft survey, call it no longer a draft, and get it launched and made available out to the community over the next day or two. So really, I was just hoping that we'd have a quick discussion if everybody is comfortable with how the survey looks. Susan did send in some feedback, and they were mostly typos, and basically clean up some of the consistency with some of the terms that we use, such as capitalizing registry and registrar, the use of who is capitalized versus just the capital W. So I'll go ahead and make those edits this evening, and also send out to the list kind of like a final call. So that I can go ahead and move forward and implement the communications plan to get this communicated out to the community, to update some of the websites, ICANN.org and GNSO.ICANN.org, et cetera. So with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor if anybody's got any additional comments that they'd like to state, and then I'm just going to mention a couple of other things about the survey that I want to get cleaned up before we go live as well. All right.
I'm still going through the survey. This last week was kind of shaky for some personal things that were going on, so I'll keep at it. So far, meaning I've just noticed, again, some typos. That Susan posted.
All right, cool. Well, most certainly, if you can send those out to the list tonight or by tomorrow morning, and I can get those published in. There was one of the things that I want to follow up with Wilson about on the survey, and that's at the top of each section, which is just the quick description of the requirement from the report. And I'm wondering if there's an issue with the formatting, because it's all center justified right now, and I'd prefer it to be left-hand justified. But I've gone into the tool, and when we look at that particular section, it shows that it's left-hand adjusted, but for whatever reason, it's still showing up centered. Wilson, do you have any idea about that?
I haven't noticed that particular issue you're talking about, but I'll check it out and I'm sure we will solve it. It must be an HTML formatting issue.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good if you could take a look at that. And there's one other thing that I need you to help me on. This is for Section 6, submitting who is queries for domain name. When I was first playing around in the Lime survey tool, I actually had deleted that sixth section by accident, and I had to recreate it manually. The second question in that section to rate 1 through 6 below on the importance of the specific data elements to be searchable, and basically we select which one should go into or which one is the most important. Can you go back and take a look at some of the logic that was loaded into that question? because I don't think that I recreated it correctly.
Okay. I still have the backup on the ISOC server, so I'll cross-check that section with the one with the backups I have, and then we'll see some in the discrepancies.
Cool. I think I got most of it there. It's just a couple of, I think one of the logic elements was if you answered yes in the previous question, then it would appear. Now I've also seen another little typo. But those are basically the two biggest elements that I needed assistance with, and hopefully we can get the subscription cleaned up and left justified. If not, I don't think it's a showstopper, but it just makes it look cleaner. Okay. Aubrey, do you have any? Yes, listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, just asking, will it be available on Skype after the call and then look at them quickly?
I'll be disconnected for about 30 minutes to an hour, but then I'll be reconnected once I get to my new meeting site. And I'll be on throughout the day. So if you need anything, we can chat through Skype.
Okay, probably we'll do it tomorrow because it's 11 p.m. right where I am. So I won't be able to stay long. But we can do
it
tomorrow.
Yeah, then that's fine. And you'll see me online. So just see me whenever you need me.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
And I see Susan is now in the Adobe Connect room. Have you also joined the meeting? Oh, it should be on in a minute. Aubrey, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Do you have any thoughts or suggestions on going live with the survey? You think we're just about ready? Any insight you might have? You've done these before.
Hi, this is Aubrey. I'm only partly going through it, but, you know, I guess I personally believe it's ready to go live. I mean, I'll go through and see if anything else jumps out at me. But, you know, at this point, I think we can keep perfecting, you know, asymptotically forever.
All right, great. Thank you. Well, like I said, there's going to be a couple more edits to be going on between Wilson and myself. We'll implement the requested changes that Susan provided to the list. For those that are on the phone, if you can, go ahead and try to run through the rest of the survey, send any other edits that you might find to the list, and we'll make those changes into the tool. And then in the meantime, probably by Wednesday morning, you'll see some initial announcements coming out. It's going to take a couple of 3 days to get everything deployed from a communication standpoint. And I think, Don, you had said that you would take the charge for delivering the survey into the IETF Weirds group. And then I'm still looking at how to communicate out to the RIRs. But other than that, I think we're ready to go. So,
yeah,
Susan, go ahead, Don.
I'll be confirming I'll be the IETF.
Great. And Susan, I see that you joined now. I just wanted to let you know that we did get your edits on the list, and Wilson and or I will make sure we get them in. It looked like it was mostly just typos and consistencies with terms.
Right. I can finish it probably later on tonight if you want.
Okay, sure. Yeah, just send all any edits you find to the list, and I'll get those implemented in. I'm not sure how much you heard, but we'll basically kind of start trying to make it available to the community tomorrow, and some of the communications for it will probably start showing up Wednesday.
Oh,
and so I think we're good to go.
Great.
So if nobody has anything else, I think we can go ahead and end the call early, and all the cleanup communications will happen on the list. I suspect that I'll also communicate with Michael to see what his vision is for when we meet next, but I suspect that we won't need to meet until after the end of October when the survey closes, or and then, you know, basically we'll be together in Toronto anyway. So anywhere, anyways, maybe suspect a meeting sometime towards the end of October, probably the first week of November.
Barry, this is Anne.
Yes.
Would it be possible, as this week progresses, I assume you'll keep in touch with us and let us know when things have been sent out and provide us with all the details of what's gone out so we can pick all our own people that we were going to try to get to participate as well?
Absolutely. One of the other things that I'll send out is kind of like the template of the communications that's going to be going to the various areas, and it'll contain the link to the survey and all of that. And most
right.
definitely, as we, I'll probably wait the first couple of weeks, but then probably by week three and on a weekly basis, I'll send out a notice as to how many surveys entries have been accepted, how many are completed, and those kinds of things.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, well, if nobody has anything else, then I thank you all for joining. Congratulations, we finally got this thing launched, and hopefully we'll get some good feedback from the community.
Thank you, Barry.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care, everyone. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.